So, something I'd heard recently that I hadn't thought of before was that this north node placement is something that people are looking for you to help for you to help them with, to understand something, to something that they might feel that they need a deeper understanding of, or something that has been a maybe a problem in their life that they need help with solving. Human design reveals who you are energetically and who you came here to be. I'm Dana, human design specialist.
And I'm Haley, the human design newbie. Listen in as we explore how leaning into your authentic self is your ultimate path to success. Welcome to the Human Design High Podcast. Let's get into it.
Well, hello there, Haley, and happy Sunday. How you doing?
Hello, dude.
Good to see you. It's so weird, our reality, isn't it? The two of us, that, I mean, I'm used to seeing you here on the Zoom is good. We're doing the podcast. It's always a treat. But we just saw each other last week in person, which you were here in South Carolina. Now you're back home again. And we had a little bit of fun together. Had a horrible experience myself together when I we met in Charleston. Haley was in Charleston for a wedding. How was the wedding?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah, you looked very pretty. but we had a day scheduled to see each other, and we had a great time to start, and we had some coffee at the cutest little coffee shop.
So cute.
Ever. And then, God, my throat. And then I walked out the door and walked down the fucking sidewalks in Charleston.
We made it into one store. We made it into one store.
We did. And then I turned my ankle because I have a notoriously weak multiple sprains on both my ankles in my lifetime. And it happened on that day, which was on a city street, which is always so much fun to like go down in public on your knees. But, and it sucked. But you know what? It's now just a little over a week later and it's doing so good. I'm back to my walking routine. It's
I saw you did a walk the other day.
Yeah, it's healing. They've healed faster these days, which is good. But yeah, your dad tried to give me pointers on how to not have weak ankles. I'm like, first time I did this, I was like 13 years old. It's been going on for 40 years, so it's not a new problem. It's just happened a lot. It happened through.
It's a very man, I love him dearly, man reaction. To try to fix it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like even when I was younger and fitter and yoga 5-6 days a week, didn't matter. I could still sprain my freaking ankles. So anyways, I digress. So, but you know, it's funny. I don't know if we talked about it then, but the day it happened, let's see, it was, I think, the second, first or second day that the sun moved into gate 51, gate of shock.
Yes, we did talk about that. Because you're like, what? What can I learn from this? What is it trying to tell me?
What am I being shocked back into? Which for me, usually it's, I've noticed when it's happened before, it's because I haven't been paying attention. It's like moving too fast or last time
ghost hole.
Last time it happened, I was in my living room even wearing shoes, but I was carrying my laptop, my phone, a bottle of water, and a cup of water all at the same time for some reason. Luckily, I only busted my ass and not my computer that day. But so that was
one,
like, yeah.
That one was a ghost hole.
That one was terrible. But a lot of times, it made me appreciate this time. Appreciate the strides I have been making again to try and take care of myself more and getting out everyday movement and everything, because that was the like hardest thing I was very upset about was one, I knew for at least several days, I'm glad it's just been a week, I wouldn't be able to take Roxy out for her daily walks. She loves them so much and it's been feeling really good and the weather's great. And so that was what I was really upset about. I was upset also we couldn't just walk around Charleston that day, but we still managed to find the best of Charleston, which is good food and just hanging out together. So anything you want to add there? What? We still
like? Just remember after we left lunch, we were walking back and you're like,
Oh, I thought that was a person there. And as you said that, you were touching a fire hydrant. And I was like, oh, okay. And then you're like, I just thought it was a person there because they had clothes on. And I was like, Was she oh, you were hallucinating? talking about the Yeah, there was a
mannequin.
mannequin there on the sidewalk outside a store, and it was blowing in the breeze. And yeah, that look you gave me of like, are you okay? I'm like, what's so weird about that? Glad that
Very
tickled you.
confused. Oh, we still had
Just
fun.
you and me and no one else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
As usual. Oh my God.
No.
So yeah, Gate 51 was trying to tell me something there, and I definitely got appreciative, but also just like counting your blessings, the things that are good, realizing it's okay. It's gonna pass. It'll be all right. And then we had the big eclipse on Monday, which I'm so jealous of the people that got to actually see it, because we had an eclipse here in 2017. We had that other one that was nothing like this one, nothing. And you were in South Carolina too. You were still down in that area, and it was interesting. It looked like I got a cloudy day without any clouds, was about it.
Like I we were talking about it. I don't remember it, like watching the video of this one, like the NASA had it on their YouTube, watching it, how dark it got.
Yeah.
I never remembered it getting that
It
dark.
didn't.
And I know that, so the one that happened just recently, like it was, some places had like 4 or 5 minutes of totality. And I think ours in 2017 was like a couple
Two, it
minutes.
was like two
It
and a
was so
half.
brief.
And it did not do what it did here. And we were in the path of totality, weren't we? We were like, as much,
Yes, because
there
I
are two different
specifically drove
types.
down.
Yeah, there's two different types of solar eclipses. This one is obviously the more dramatic one, because the sun is, or the moon isn't as close to the earth all the time. It's got a different, it's not a,
Elliptical.
yeah. And so I think when we experienced the one before, it was when it was a little bit further away from us. And so the shadow wasn't as, you could see more of the sun behind it, something like that.
No.
Please don't anybody
Not a
fact
scientist.
check me on that. I just know what we experienced in 2017 as a total solar eclipse, and it was a lot narrower too, is not the same way. Because I, same for you, I was not very excited about like the spectacle of this eclipse coming into it, because I was like, ah,
I've
I've
been
been
in
through an
one.
eclipse. It's okay. It was really, I mean, no, it was a
It
cool,
was
very
cool.
cool experience. We were on the beach together, and you felt the temperature drop and all that stuff. But it just looked like little. But anyway, so I watched it all day online on NASA, of all the different cities that, well, not all day, but you know what I mean, as it went across. And I every time it went to a new place, it was like the same thing. People were like, oh, here it comes. And then the level
It
of
was like
excitement.
people were crying over it, like one
I
I listened to I don't remember, I think it may have been when it was going over Dallas, one of the
crying.
commentators, I guess. He had spent like 5
His whole
years
life. Or yeah,
doing
sorry.
his thank you.
I
Five years doing,
exaggerate.
I think, his dissertation or whatever on just the ring or some phenomenon that happens outside the sun in an eclipse. Like he'd spent 5 years of his life specifically just doing that. And like he was like, people were, they were crying and it was
You could
incredible. I was
hear him.
like,
You could, yeah, I remember that guy. You could hear his emotion.
yeah.
What I thought was so beautiful was that everybody got so excited. And then everything I've seen, then everybody just like got really quiet, and the whole mood, everybody just kind of like stopped in that moment of awe, and we're just like, whoa, it was really crazy. And if I had known it was going to be like that, I would have gone to Ohio, where Nancy was. My sister, she only had to drive 2 hours west to get in totality, and she got an amazing video, and it was very cool. But that's all right. Haley and I have decided there's one in Iceland in 2 years, and we're going. We got to start planning it now.
I did
Because.
notice though, when we were, because we were still in Charleston for it, first you could start noticing when it gets starts to get dark. It did start to get kind of dark, but then I did notice that the birds started chirping. They started chirping, and then like after it passed, it was quiet again. I was like, eh, look at that. They did.
Yeah, the morning birds and everything. Yeah, it was really cool. So, yeah, because we got like 80%, I think, mostly. It was the most we got, but still went outside. Some people wanted to be outside, some people didn't. There's so many things floating around about the eclipse, and then also in astrology, it's going to be a little bit of a segue here about the placement of where the eclipse was, or where the moon was. It was a new moon solar eclipse in Aries, and it was also talking about how many signs and placements and all this stuff have all been like gathering in this one section. So this was astrologically a very big event, and we'll still be feeling the effects of this eclipse 6 months. And then, so it's been a very interesting time. So I was getting lots of emails from astrologers. I follow other human design teachers and stuff that I follow. And I did get this one that really stuck out to me. And I can't remember if it was around the eclipse. I don't remember. I forwarded it to you. But what stood out to me was her talking about the North Node and the significance of the North Node in your natal chart. Okay. So, one thing, do you remember anything? I know we've kind of touched on the nodes before. Do you remember anything about the nodes or what they represent or
As soon as you say it, I'll recognize it, but I know, I think we've talked, it does play into like purpose and stuff, but I can't remember like anything more
That's okay.
specific because we don't touch on it a
Lucky
ton.
for you. Yeah, lucky for you. I'm gonna
Oh
touch on
my
it a
God, are
little
you
bit.
gonna tell me?
Yeah. So, okay. So the nodes of the moon, the north and south nodes of the moon. So they're not, they're
It's
the
of
only
the
thing.
moon. I did not know that.
So they're the only thing in the chart that besides the sun is not a planet, it's a star. Everything else is a planet, right?
No
Well,
question.
Pluto, debatable, but we say
Pluto in our heart is a planet.
OG.
So is there also a moon placement? There has to be a moon placement, right? Okay.
Yeah,
So
on your
the
chart.
moon kind of has three.
Well, no.
Okay.
It goes sun, earth, north node, south node, moon. That's what you see on the chart. But the nodes, like I said, they're not a planet. They're what is called in astrology a calculated point in the chart. And it's calculated from your moon. So the nodes, it's really about how the moon orbits around the earth. And so that's how the position of the nodes are formed. And so it's like the moons are orbit around the earth, intersecting with the earth's path around the sun. So it's an astrology calculation type thing. Don't ask me to show. I've seen, it's another one of those things I have seen in a video on YouTube. I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Because it's like, I think we hear the word orbits and we always think that everything is perfectly round and but we know that our earth is not
It's
the
not
way it is
straight,
positioned to
it's
the sun.
tilted.
It's yeah, I love all those videos that we are getting sent on Instagram reels and everything about science and nature and astrology because we keep looking at them, but they show all these animations of what we think our universe is
I
like or
sent you
looks
the
like.
one of Mercury in retrograde. I was like, oh, I finally understand.
I know, I'm so grateful for that too. It's like seeing the actual representation because we talk about it but
Because
don't
you're like,
really.
oh, it goes backwards. And I'm like, but how does it just go backwards? It's a planet.
Well,
Like,
I always knew it didn't actually stop or go backwards, but that's our perception. It seems like it doesn't move, right? That's the retrograde period. It seems as it's moving across the sky, it just seems to not move and everything else keeps moving. So it's like it's just tracking along the same time we are. But so anyways, okay, so traditionally we look at in astrology but also human design as the nodes are really kind of this progression in your life because you have a south node and you have a north node, and it says that especially in human design is where I learned this, is that it's your trajectory in life. So your south node is usually seen as what they usually refer to it as is the gifts you came into this life with. What's your
Okay.
what's innate to you, something that you're going to have a pretty good sort of understanding of, or at least even if you're not consciously aware of it, it's something that comes natural to you. And then the North Node, it switches, so it's like this theme in your life. So the South Node is sort of a theme, the path of your life, where you're on this path. This is an energy that's underlying, and then it like progresses, I want to say. I don't want to say switch over. I want to say the theme that's then more highlighted in your life after your Uranus opposition, which is around 40, 42, it flips to the North Node. See, I just said flips, even though I said I don't want to say flips,
It progresses.
to the North Node theme. And like I said, Ra had always said, this is the path you are walking. It is between your incarnation cross and your nodal progression is really the main bulk of your life, and everything in your chart is fulfilling this. And so also your profile lines and the lines that you have in your nodes are significant. Now, I'm not going to break all that down today. Everybody may have just breathed a sigh of relief. But what I did want to talk about is this importance of the North Node, because I was reading one of the human design teachers that I follow. Her name's Kim Gould, and she's Australian. She's been teaching human design for a long time. And she says that understanding your North Node cracks open the design, because when you understand where you're heading, you see your design is there to support it. And so your North Node isn't just like your sole destination in life, though. It's not like everything else is left behind. It says it operates with the support of your natural mastery of the themes in your South Node. So your South Node is your natural genius, because this is what they say you came in with, you have a default kind of understanding of. And the North Node is the skill that you use to develop that genius. So this is kind of like a what? So
Yeah, but just about.
yeah. So basically you have this innate genius, and then you kind of refine it and even make it stronger in a way through understanding your North Node placement. So your North Node that you're born with, I should say, is kind of when they say it's the trajectory, it's because this is an energy that you are going to learn to embody, and you'll probably have struggles with it. And to get to that more light side of it, to really understand it, and it's going to take some introspection, and it's going to take some personal awareness, all these things that you need for any of these, really. But hold that thought. So I wanted to also marry it with another thought that I got, and I'm trying to see how to mold them together. I'll just say it. So something I'd heard recently that I hadn't thought of before was that this North Node placement is something that people are looking for you to help for you to help them with, to understand something that they might feel that they need a deeper understanding of, or something that has been a problem in their life that they need help with solving, something that they feel like they're missing or need to master, that kind of thing, or deeply understand. And they said that they are drawn to your North Node because you, if you're in your North Node phase, have that skill. Okay, so is this at all kind of gelling at all?
Yeah, that's it's like calls to like that was a lot of likes.
Like,
But they're
like.
coming to you because they can feel that your North Node has what it is that they're looking for, what they need help with.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this ties into, obviously this ties into purpose, but I know that for myself personally, and probably people that are listening, you're always wondering, especially if you're looking into entrepreneurship, or maybe you're already there and you're trying to work around your market, what people want from you. This is another one of those things that can be really helpful, because if you have an understanding of what it is, the energy that you're putting out there into the world, because you don't always recognize it, if it's innate to you, if you understand what that is, it could help you better speak to those people that you're trying to attract in a way. Mm-hmm. So that's a marketing term. So I'm not a marketing guru, but I'm always looking at these things because we always want to know what it is that makes us different, what it is that makes us unique. Why is anybody interested in what I have to say or mm-hmm. the way I do it? And so this is, again, not an end all be all to everything, but it is one piece in the chart that you can look at and start to ruminate on and see it throughout your chart, right? You can mm-hmm. kind of see that theme, knowing that this is what this incarnation is pushing you towards, is to mm-hmm. be a master of that as well.
Yeah.
Right? So I think, go ahead.
I think it makes sense that it's the North Node specifically that has this kind of thing. Because when mm-hmm. you were talking about it, I was also thinking like of a compass, and people want to find like true North. Like North is so important in a lot of direction and stuff. So it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, it makes sense. It's where you're heading towards, like the North Star.
Yeah, that's very true. So I thought the best way to kind of illustrate this would be to look at some really famous people who really embody this concept, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who was I going to do first? I think I'm going to do the one that's actually in her North Node phase of life, because I have one that is not quite there yet and one that is. Mm-hmm. So the one that is there, let me get to my notes. So it's funny, the people that always come to mind really is people who are really just, I feel, being really authentically themselves. Oh, yeah. And one of those is always Oprah.
Always.
And when I told you who I want to talk about, it's like, how many famous people are out there? Because we can't think of any, you know? No.
It's like, I've never seen a single show or movie in my life.
Well,
it's like when you ask, it's like,
well, not only that, I don't want to always just be like, they're an actor, but that's usually how we know people's celebrity yeah. status is because of some kind of creative endeavor. So it is hard to think out of the box sometimes. And then maybe later on, I'll think of 400 people. It's like, oh, I should keep a list. I should keep a yeah. running list up here.
Just whenever one pops in, you should just put a list. Write it down.
People are like, yeah, we know all about Oprah now. You've talked about it. I don't know if I've talked about it. But anyway, so Oprah. So Oprah is 70 years old. She's a 2'4".
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize.
She's looking good. She is looking good these days. Like, first of all, she's a 2'4" emotional generator. And mm-hmm. I just want to say that I love Oprah. I grew up with mm-hmm. Oprah, like so many people my age did. And
I grew up with Oprah. Because you were watching Oprah. I called her Oprah.
So Oprah, we all know who she is. We don't yes. need to give her an introduction. Yeah. She has her North Node in gate 61, line 4, and South Node in 62.4. And I forgot to mention, the nodes operate like the Sun and Earth placements do in your chart. Okay. So you know how the Sun and Earth are always, gates are opposite each other on the wheel. Obviously mm-hmm. the North and South Node do the same thing. And they're the only placement in the chart that always moves backwards. So when it oh. moves into a new gate, it starts in line
so
six.
So it goes 6-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which made it, when or I learned that little fun
six
fact.
6-5, 4-3-1.
Yeah. I didn't know that until like yesterday. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's why I was looking backwards? At it. Please, I wish you would not have asked that question because I feel
sorry.
The
I was just musing out loud.
Answer it.
I didn't expect you to answer it. I was just like, because I know it's the math of it. I wasn't expecting an answer on that one. Sorry, you don't turn whatever that gate is. It has to answer. Turn it off. I didn't need an actual answer.
Gate of answers. Yeah, I yelled at Lakeland for that yesterday. Not yelled at her, but
musing.
She was musing out loud too, but she does this thing where she muses and questions like, do I need to do this? Can I do this? Should I do this? And I'm just like, I start getting so irritated. And why are you getting irritated? I'm like, well, because I'm doing something and you keep asking questions out loud and I know you're just processing, but do it in your head where I can't hear it because I want to answer you and I don't want to answer you at the same time because I'm like, gah, you should know that. You know how to use a microwave. So, anyways, I digress.
It is very interesting that it always moves backwards.
Well, like I said, it has to do with stuff.
I know math and
I
stuff,
don't
but it's just.
understand. Okay, so if we were to look at her north node, it's in gate 61, which is up in the head. You should know that.
I
Okay.
did know that.
And the themes here, and I'm really gonna actually for these first two people, Oprah and the next person, we're gonna be touching on all the positives because they are really embodying what they are. Okay.
Yes.
And so gate 61 questioning, well, excuse me, it's the gate of mystery, inner truth. And it's questioning the mysteries of the universe, its individual channel, circuitry. It's being open to the unknown, what you possibly don't know, and allowing it to kind of come through. Being open to possibility, it's intuitive knowing, it's someone who possesses a deep inner truth. And I just, as the more I looked into this, I was like, oh, this is so good.
Hi,
Someone
Oprah.
questions held beliefs and accepts the existence of unknowable answers, speculation, and questioning. And so, in quantum human design, the optimal expression that she says is that somebody who has the ability to see purpose and the bigger ex perspective that transcends the small details of your experience or an event, right? And to stay in a state of innocence, and I love this term, delusional confidence, as a way of sustaining powerful creativity. I love delusional confidence because I feel like I try to live in that state a lot of delusional confidence. I know it doesn't make sense a lot of times, the things that I'm like holding on to positively, but can't explain it. I just
I
know
feel
it is.
like Oprah's whole like Super Soul Sunday is like the embodiment of this right here.
Exactly. And you know what's really funny is one of the books I was looking at to get some information about this gate, as I was gathering information for Gate 61, had a quote by Oprah Winfrey in there. And the gate is, oh, or not the gate, it's a book, it's a new book I found about HD operating system, I think, by Windstorm Sage. I hope that's right. It's really good. She has a tarot deck and a book that explains quite detail her interpretation of the gates, which are great. So the quote that she had from Oprah is, "The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change their future by merely changing their attitude." And she's had a huge influence on my life. Oprah is the one that, well, let me just also, let me go to her south node so you can see the progression,
Okay.
because especially as someone who is in their south node stage of life, that's
Hello.
like, how does that look? So her south node was in gate 62, which is the gate of details. So that's over. It's in the logical circuits in the Ajna. And
62 or
it's
64?
62.
Because I thought you said earlier 64.
62.4,
Oh,
61.4.
there's the four. Okay.
There it is.
There it is.
Which also, if you remember, line four of these gates is also going to be about relationships, connections, networking, people. Influencing those they know. Oh, okay. Okay, so her south node in gate 62, gated details, like I said, it's in the Ajna, and it's also called the preponderance of the small. And it is about attention to detail. And it's, if you think about where it comes from, it does come the 63-4, turning those doubts into answers and then forming opinions. And then this is bringing the language out from this stream. It's like taking that information and then using it as a way to start influencing those around you through your language. It's communication, it's a gate of communication and referred to as a programmer. So it's using language to uplift through logic, becoming a master at communication at a higher frequency, uplifting others, using
With the line
language.
four, which is connections.
Yeah, using language to engage in self-reflection. And the power of the spoken word is like so powerful, right? Did I just say power is so powerful, impactful?
I said,
And
I don't know.
choose, they always say choose your words wisely, which I really try to, especially when you're like talking to yourself or you're trying to work with beliefs and stuff like that. Manifestation, it's all about the power of words. And it can really shape your whole existence by just...
I did that to myself the other day in the gym. Like, I went to the gym and just had no energy, wasn't feeling it. And I started out, like, in my head, I was like, oh, like, I don't want to be here. Like, I have no energy. Oh, it sucks. And then I was like, but I'm here. But I showed up. I'm still here. And so I just kept kind of repeating that to myself and got through my workout. But
the whole thing?
It wasn't my best, but I still showed up.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
But it's true, because... I said, I don't know if I mentioned it here, but I went on a, no, I don't think I did. I was on a walk about 2 weeks ago and I was lamenting again about, I get kind of stuck now and then in my environment of like wishing I was not in my environment, wishing I was in a different environment. I really love the idea of travel and being and going and doing things. And then I realized I just looked up for once as I was walking with my beautiful dog. It was a beautiful sunny day. I was like, you know what? Like, what's so bad about this neighborhood? You know, it's like, it's so safe. This neighborhood is so safe. I'm here to safe to freely walk in the street with my dog. I don't fear for my life. The sun is shining. The trees are beautiful. I have lots of beautiful older tree neighborhood because so much of the neighborhoods around here have no trees because they're all new. And just same thing, just changed my attitude about how I was feeling by just choosing new thoughts and saying different things to myself instead of that same litany. And I'll be honest with you. You said you grew up listening to Oprah because of me. And she had a huge influence on me and a whole generation of women about how they perceived their lives and themselves and taking control of that and empowering people through her communication, through her show. And so one of the things they say, the lesson and the challenge around this is to not let the fear, or the challenge is to not let the fear of not being ready keep you trapped, of feeling that you don't have the control to do things. And like this, her whole message was just like, you have the power to transform yourself. And then, like you said, so it was around, so let's see, Uranus opposition for her would have been around 30 years ago, which would have been 1994, which is close to that time where it was towards the end of the 90s into the early 2000s is when she really started using that voice in a very intentional way. And then in the early 2000s is when she really took that step even further and started talking about these more spiritual things in life. And I mean, she was the one that broke open the secret here in the book, The Secret, which is really just packaged up law of attraction stuff, right? But really got people on that. And then, like you said, she started her own network and she has continued to showcase so many different beliefs and thought systems and ways of doing things that are new to a lot of people. And she uses her voice to do that. And I think she's a beautiful example of owning her North Node. But, you know, you can see how that North Node also strengthens her innate skill of communication as well. It like amplifies that even more, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the other person I wanted to talk about was our dear girl, Taylor Swift. She always comes to mind. I mean, when you think about who does the whole world know? Okay. These
Oprah.
Are these people.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
And Taylor's only 34. So she's approaching her Uranus opposition, but she's a 5-1 splenic projector and her North Node is in gate 13, line 6, and her South Node's in gate 7, line 6. And so we don't need to talk about who she is. We know who she is. Saves time. We all know who she is.
It does save time.
So Mel, where should start? Maybe I'll start with her South Node, so because she's in the South Node. So her South Node being in Gate 7. So Gate 7 is known as the Army sagittative leadership of a natural leader,
Where
right?
is it?
Gate 7, G Center.
Okay.
It connects to gate 31. And
it's called the Army.
Yes, and this is elected leadership. This is someone who is a natural born leader, but they need to be recognized and step into that role. And so well, what's interesting when you say it's like a democratically elected leader, meaning the people choose you as their leader, which means you are the voice for those people, but also it's a empowering leadership. It's the person who's okay with being put in the spotlight, the people, she's obviously in the spotlight, and they're natural leaders to the collective energy, and they help direct the energy of a group. Can you say Swifties?
Yeah.
And they
I was, also ahead. Thinking of her line, her line 5 in her profile, and I was like, wow, yeah, that's really big, because like people always come after her.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The whole thing with the Super Bowl, people were so mad every time they showed her.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she's a natural leader and she leads millions, millions of people. And it's scary to some of the powers that be that someone who's has that much influence that challenges the status quo. And anyway, so the idea of this leadership here is leading through inspiration. And trusting that as you lead, you're leading people to be empowered to lead themselves, kind of thing. So it's a, let's just say maybe it's a more feminine way of leading. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not trying to break people down so they're afraid and they follow you. No, you empower them and they want to follow you.
Exactly. And so in quantum human design, is she calls this gate collaboration, which is also interesting to me. And she says that the challenge there is to understand the need to be in front and allow yourself to serve through building teams, collaborating, and influencing those around you, or even leadership above you in a way. So I think she does. That's, like I said, they were kind of afraid of that.
Yeah.
She would be. But she has the power to influence how our country could potentially have the power to influence if she managed to gather those around her, because they always said, I mean, that's why they were so scared of her endorsing someone at the Super Bowl, but then other people wanted her to endorse people because they knew the power of her leadership could direct the leadership that's even above her.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's where she is right now. And I think she's getting a good beat on that of what it means to be a responsible, powered, or powerful, empowering leader. And so let's see. What's interesting is where her progression is going in life is into this gate 13. And it's going to be fun to see how this plays out in her life, because we don't know what she's going to step into. But in some way, I feel quite certain it's going to embody the energy of this gate, which is the listener. And so gate 13 is about being a listener, a witness to others. This is the gate that people tell you your stories, random strangers come up to you and want to tell you their life story. They just, the energy you give off is this energy that they feel like they will be heard if they tell you their story. They also say it's like the keeper of secrets. And it's a sounding board, and it's possibility through story and narrative. And it's the ability to use what we were talking about, those power words earlier. But this is, interestingly, on the other side of the
wheel.
G-Center. When we were talking about the gate 7 being the leader through elected leadership. It's collective abstract circuitry. And
so both of her nodes are in the G center?
Yes. Yeah. One's logic, one's abstract. But it's, so it's the ability to use personal narrative to create power, to create with power, not create power, create with power and intention. And so it's about forgiving the past,
I think,
redefining
she'll end up,
who you are.
She'll end up in something that's really highlighting this.
Yeah. I mean, to forgive the past, redefine who you are each and every day. Like, I feel that is pretty evident. And like I said, I'm very excited to see what she continues to do with her life, because she has already started, I feel, with the release of this last album and doing everything her way, taking and reshaping her own narrative. She literally.
I mean, she re-released like all of her music as Taylor's version because of just how shitty everything was before it. Like, not her music, like the situation.
And I can't remember who it was. Somebody had kind of planted that idea in her head of like, you can take all this and make it how you wanted it to be. And it's been one of her greatest accomplishments now. And it's just also, she's always been known to be very compassionate and very serving. She, even though she's this massive global star, if some of the things are to be believed, some of the stories about her, she also does things for people in a very non, well,
public,
flashy way, public, thank you, non-public way, that she just occasionally does things for people that will help them or will mean something to them or whatever, and doesn't do it for the exposure, for the look at me kind of thing. Of course, there's always going to be people that disagree with that, but I don't care. That's how I see it. So you can see that progression. She's already going that direction. It's just going to be a matter of like how she does it and how she's going to start using that influence to even further empower those around her. So I feel like, you know, it could be like mentoring other musicians or something like that. Maybe she'll go into her own record producing, yeah, label, that kind of thing. Could be.
We'll see. It's going to be fun.
So now we're going to have some fun.
Oh, God. Is it so, fun or just like outrage? I don't know.
I know. But this is literally, I'm only doing this because
he's
as
not
this
Voldemort.
Yeah, yes. As this idea formed in my head about highlighting these people, he truly came to mind. And what I saw as evidence was like, oh, you sometimes have to show that design plays out, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, which all these people, I don't think they're aware of human design. I think two of them are definitely, maybe, it's definitely astrology, but I know at least those two are very self-aware people.
Yeah. Yeah.
This next person is not. And this is what happens when design plays out and someone's not self-aware. It could be the detriment to all. So we're going to talk about Donald Trump, and it almost sticks in my throat. And I know. And I thought about it and I was like, oh, let's be polarizing. But I was like, you know what? If you're listening to this podcast and you're offended by my opinion of Donald Trump, then you're not my people. And I'm sorry to see you go, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I could be wrong. And if I am, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry for how I feel about this. So I'm sorry, we have to part ways. But anyways, Donald Trump, he is a 1-3 emotional generator. I mean, emotional manifesting generator. What's interesting, I know I said I didn't want to talk about people's charts, but I thought you might ask. He has completely open head center and completely open G center, which I always, you know, looking at those two things is always like, it's no wonder the guy just is like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Oh, maybe we should do that. Hey, what do you think? I have a completely open head center too, but in that open G center, he doesn't necessarily understand his, I don't want to say that. I want to say he likes identified with certain types of people. Mm-hmm. In the sense that how he idolizes like these strong men leader types. Just saying. It's an identity he likes to hold on to. But anyways, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I will talk about his notes. So what is super interesting to me is that his north node is in gate 45, line 5.
Okay.
He's the 45th president of the United States. The 45 is the king queen energy.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I know it's bad. It's like uncomfortable. It's like watching a horror movie. You're like, oh, I'm watching it, but I don't, oh, it's painful. No, it's okay. We can't, we got to look at the shadows sometimes to get
This
an
is to help
understanding.
us all.
Yeah, so his north node's 45, line 5. South node is 26, line 5. Okay, so as I said, just this is a study, Haley. This is a personality profile. This is a study in human nature. Like, somebody had to observe those serial killers to get the FBI
Great
profiling
show.
database.
Great show. Mindhunter.
Mindhunter, great show.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You have to look at the darkness and bring it to the light.
Literally
So,
talking about him, I'm like, I can feel my skin crawling. It's so weird.
is weird. We don't normally. But it's you got to look at that too, because a lot of these things that we hold these judgments, but rightfully so. Another one of those things that you can't spend too much time thinking about it, because it will drive you crazy, and it lowers your energy to like something that's not productive. Now, righteous indignation, what do they call it? Righteous anger. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. called it. It was like
Martha.
Martin.
You said Martha.
Righteous anger, which is what Martin Luther King Jr. called it, which was, you gotta get fired up sometimes. It is okay to be angry about injustice and all this other stuff. Make it constructive. Don't just spiral in anger. But anyway, so I digress again. So, gate 45, like I said, it's called gathering together. It's the gate of the king or the queen energy, right? And so the ideal version is it's about bringing people together to achieve shared common goals. It is in the throat center, and so it's the voice of the tribe kind of thing. It's about, like I said, shared common goals, to amass great wealth together. It's the benevolent king or queen energy and the high energy. People brought together by common goals for survival and growth and sustainability and progress.
I think I can see where this is going.
They are natural leaders, great at unifying people in a community with common goals, and they focus on serving the collective, not the individual.
Yes.
However,
Those are the
in
high
the
expressions.
shadow state, serving personal goals over that of the community. Now, I want to tell you, these are words that I did not write myself. I gleaned the meaning, but I told Haley, I told you before we got on here that it's almost like if you wanted to look up the definition of some of these things, this picture would be right there. I stand behind it. So they, one thing, I even wrote it in quotations here. It says, may even manipulate others into thinking their needs are being met while they focus on their own survival and success.
Oh, hello.
Shadow energy of taking advantage of people who have gathered together to serve your own purposes. They serve you, and using power for your own gain, which I know we have talked about this in detriment before, because when we have talked about Gate 45, because like I said, the ideal is a sovereign, or excuse me, like a monarch, a king or a queen in the healthy environment. This was, they owned the land and they let the people live on their land, and they all had a common goal, which was, survival, sustainability. This is my land. You help take care of it. I let you live here, and then you pay me a rent or whatever that the king, what do they call that? What did they used to call that? You had to pay something to the king.
Tax?
It was tax, but no, it was something else. It doesn't matter.
Tithes? No.
That's a church. But anyway, so yes, yeah, so the Karen Curry Parker and the unbalanced expression, this is from her book, says diva energy, selfish leadership rooted in lack and showing off, holding back, overcompensating for lack of self-worth with narcissism, fear of not being seen as a leader and reacting by being controlling or bombastic. I'm like, did they write this with him in mind? I don't know.
I love the idea of calling Trump a diva.
He is a total diva. It's a shame to other divas, but he is a diva. Yeah. So, I mean, the lesson there is to share and use your resources for greater good, but he's failed that lesson. So, this has been an ongoing thing in his life because gate 26 is the gate of the trickster.
Oh.
Now, mind you, Haley, you have these two gates as your unconscious sun is in 26 and unconscious earth is in gate 45. So, you know what you don't want to be. Just be the opposite of that and you'll be fine.
Maybe that's why I despise Trump so much.
Yeah, that's it.
It's one of many, many reasons.
Yeah, so
I
it
have
gate
both
tw
of these.
yes, it's in your incarnation cross. 26 is your sun, Earth is 45. Remember, they're always opposite each other, so yeah. But gate 26, the trickster, but she calls it that's traditional. In quantum, she calls it integrity. This is the integrity gate.
Oh, okay. That makes no sense between the two.
Well, it will in a minute.
Integrity. Okay. Yeah. I know I have this one.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize trickster.
So 26 reaches over to 44, and so it is in that circuitry of what they call sales and business and all that stuff. And this is like gate of like or channel of salesmanship, really, because the 44 knows what people need and the 26 knows how to sell it to them, basically. So, somebody who has this gate nicely in a good way, they are masters of communicating in the sense that they can be very persuasive. And so this is why it's called the gate of integrity, because you have to have integrity and use this energy with integrity, or else it could end up in more of a trickster energy. And so it is someone who's a good salesman, someone who's really good at being able to let you know why you need something, right? So it is, it's having a way with words, being persuasive. So the optimal expression of that is to be in integrity yourself and to have clear boundaries, all these things, right? But yeah, so somebody with this energy is someone who is able to persuade, as I said, with their words. And you may not consider yourself a marketer or a salesperson, but you can eventually, get people to see your side of things or why they may need to do things a certain way. And if this is used in integrity, it's for the benefit of the tribe, it's for the benefit of everyone. Like, you're not just trying to sell it for yourself, you're trying to help everybody else, right? So, but we know this isn't what's happening in this person's life.
No, no.
So, in the shadow, yeah, you use your ability to manipulate, another word for persuasion and a negative connotation. Manipulation can be used to your own advantage and seeking maximum reward there for minimum effort. And so, this is self-absorbed energy in the shadow energy, manipulative, as I said, putting yourself above others, using your gifts of persuasion to trigger others, playing on their pain, profiting off of it. Again, these aren't my words. I am just re reading descriptions of the gate
Wow.
here. Arrogance and using your gifts to serve yourself. And yeah, it's pretty shocking to see so clearly someone living their whole life in a shadow.
Yeah,
This
it
is what
is
happens without
kind of
personal
insane.
awareness. Yeah, this is what happens without personal awareness, lack of awareness of your impact on the world. Or, well, he does it in a certain way. He understands how he can influence people, but
He uses it for evil. Let's just say
not
it.
using it for the light. Yes, is definitely in the dark. But, really, it is scary how far it's gotten him and
It
continues
is
to.
terrifying.
But for anybody listening out there, know that he's 71 or 70 years old. Or no, he's 77. His birthday's
Remember,
in June.
he's just 1 year younger than Biden, but it's a huge thing.
No, it's more of a year. He's going to be 78 in June.
I thought he
Biden's
was just
already
1 year.
81. No, I think it's 4 years. 4 years difference.
I swear it was 1 year.
But I decided not. I had Biden in mind, but I'm not going to do Biden. I just said, let's just do these things. It'll be fine. We'll be fine. We don't need to make it that political because whatever. Whatever.
It is truly terrifying how far it has gotten him in life.
Yeah. But you can see, I hope, through those three examples of how there is this, you know, connect, because literally his south node or his north node placement is, you know, what people are searching for in him. Mm-hmm. They want that kind of leadership. They want someone to tell them that they're being taken care of and that he has the answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with Taylor, but we also see with Oprah and her north node placement is very much what people really are still continuing to be attracted to her and listen to her because of her, what she brings through that gate of mystery, mm-hmm. of exposing them to all these things and making it, not making it, but allowing people to see the possibilities of opening your mind to other ways of doing things and supporting the spirit, mm-hmm. of the self. So I also thought we would real quick here, mm-hmm. Look at your own. Hopefully we can do this quickly. You are obviously in South Node, mm-hmm. of your life. Yes. And so these will be things you can contemplate for a while, but your north nodes in 46 line one and your south nodes in 25 line one. So right now you're in that 25 energy, mm-hmm. Of your progression in life. And so the gate 25. And so it's very interesting. I'm interested to see how yours plays out in life too. So 25 is the love of spirit. It's in the G center. It's the one, mm-hmm. that reaches over to gate 51, right? Yep. And so it's about unity with the divine. It's about self-realization. It's being connected to something bigger than yourself. It's the love of spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is in the I Ching, because these are all human design gates, but they're all derived from the hexagrams of the, mm-hmm. I Ching. And this one, you know, a hexagram is these lines on top of each other, and there's an upper and lower trigram. And in the traditional I Ching, there are meanings attached to those groupings. When it's usually, in this case, it's the grouping of innocence and heaven above thunder. So they represent other things, themes. Too much. I don't want to get into that. But anyways, so it's the imagery of innocence and heaven above thunder. So like think about that's rising cool. above, right? Uh-huh. And the analogy of when you are on a plane and you take off and it's stormy and it's terrible, but then once you get up above the clouds, it's like, whoa, it's a normal day. It's a sunny day. Mm-hmm. Life is still good. It's beautiful, right? It's just this temporary thing down here to rise above. So it reminds us that in any situation in life, there's always two sides to consider, focusing on the turbulence and restrictions, or you can focus on harmony and expansion, mm-hmm. right? So this theme here in this gate is about accepting life's challenges and always trusting that no matter what you go through, the universe has your back. You are supported. Mm-hmm. Because you are connected to something higher, and it's a willingness to face these challenges in life head on. And you're not somebody who wants to keep yourself down. You're always looking for a way to like, okay, this happened. Let's go. I don't know how many things have knocked you down in your life other than your dog dragging you down, breaking your arm. But that's a very short, that was a very short sighted.
But I think like even little things, I always try to be like, well, this happened, but this happened. And now we're like, I always look at the good side of it and be like, well, at least this happened. And now we can go from here.
Yeah.
Even on little things, I try to do that.
Yeah. And not worry too much about life, staying flexible, challenging stories you might tell about yourself. Like you said earlier, you know, I'm at the gym and I'm like, and all these things. No, I don't have the energy. I don't want to do it. But then you're like, no, you had a challenge, mm-hmm. which is to motivate yourself. And you did. Anyways, so yeah, so the lessons here in this stage of your life is to learn to trust in divine order and the universe and all that stuff. In all areas of your life, learning to connect with source is the path for creating well-being in your life, and that your life serves a very unique purpose in the cosmic plan. and to trust in source. And so what's interesting is your north node placement, which is in the G center, is called pushing upward, and it's the gate of the love of body. So you've got the love of spirit and the love of body, right? It's about embodiment. And so it's the love of the physical form, embodiment, enjoying physical manifestations, taking action and bringing your plans to fruition by embodying the necessary effort, exercising it to turn a vision into reality. So it's very much, I always refer to as 46 as vitality. It's like being in the physical body, and it's in the G center. So it is also one of those things that shows us to find our direction. How do we do that? And we go through these themes and these gates, and gate 46 was always like, okay, I have a body, I'm here. And this is very much what this is understanding that you are a spiritual being in a physical body, and to not forget that, really, to be like, there's a reason that we're in bodies. You know, it's like, we're here, we're supposed to use our bodies, we're supposed to appreciate our bodies and honor our bodies and use it to bring joy in life. And that's the keeping it healthy, keeping it strong. And it's also about accepting that you are this marriage of matter and spirit, and finding the flow and connection, and using that as a way to create. Your body is a temple to be cherished, to be nourished, and it's a communication between the physical and the spiritual. So there's also this relationship with serendipity in this gate of, if you honor the body, take care of it, it is our vehicle that we talk about in human design all the time. We're informed by how our body feels. Mm-hmm. It is the thing that will get us to, it's G center there, will get us to the right place at the right time. And so that things just seem to magically happen for us, right? So this is, as I said, as you mature and grow, you're in some way going to be embodying this energy. If you want to make sure that you're tuning into it more for you, it's like you would be unbalanced if you were disconnected from your body, which I don't see that happening, to not have the best thoughts, to hate your body. Oh, hey, is that your dog?
Yes, stop.
Hey, Haley. Stop. To avoid taking care of your body, all this other stuff. So I think you're in a pretty good spot. What do you think about hearing those two things? Intriguing.
Yes, it's how that translates to, like, I don't know, a thing, I guess.
No, it doesn't have to translate to a thing. This is just the, I mean, I would say that it's interesting that, I think it's interesting that someone who is probably identifies more with the mental things going on in life because of your head definition, and it being your 63 and 64 being your sun and earth gates, this mental energy, that really your trajectory in life is trusting more spirit and body, not your head, because you're also a splenic projector. It's following your body's clues, that inner knowingness of to lead you in the right direction. But then you also have these gates, that this is the path you're going to be walking in life, is understanding that connection between body and spirit. And who knows what that looks like? You're a unique creative individual. Who knows what's going to happen in your lifetime? We don't know. But how wonderful is it that you know? At least you'll know, like, hey, if you feel yourself getting too bogged down in the, let's say, this world, this reality, of not seeing the forest, the trees, or whatever, of not taking that 30,000 foot view every now and then, you're kind of off your path a little bit there. You need to reconnect with this more spiritual side of yourself, the soul of yourself, nourish the soul and the body. So I think you're doing all right.
Oh, thanks.
Could be why you were born to me. I'm just saying, you came into this life pretty well positioned for someone to help you try to connect to spirit. I mean, I did grow up watching Oprah.
I should really try to meditate. I've never tried, but I've always said, I want to meditate, but
you don't have, you find other ways right now to do that. Hey, you're a line six. You got plenty of ways to explore that however you want.
I don't
You've
know. I
been
don't feel like I'm
running. You
doing.
like it's not all sitting and being still. It's ways that for you can find to allow the mental chatter to slow down is going to be what is like meditation for you. So that may be moving the body. It may be out in nature. It may be doing something with your hands that allows your mind to shut down. Does that make sense? Because you got a lot of mental chatter. We all do. I realized that as I was trying to sleep last night, or the same thing. I should meditate more, but I can. And I don't mean to say that in a boastful way. Our configurations are different. I can do that. I just don't because I have the arrogance and the like, I can do that anytime I want, that I don't do it. And then guess what? You realize, oh, I have that monkey mind again. I realize my mind, even though I might not be stressed out, it's bouncing all over the place. It's like not letting itself be still and have a moment of like, oh, peace, because I'm always looking for some more stuff to fill it up. So I
Yeah,
didn't
but I'm
mean it in
also
that way.
like if I look at my day, like just a normal day, I almost always have some kind of someone else's voice going. Like if it's listening to podcasts or if it's like watching TV, like I very often have something else going on where I'm not just like in silence.
I think we're all that way. At least we are certainly now in this day and age because information, entertainment, it's always there. Like you said, it's like we can walk around with it without being attached to anything. I grew up, I had to get up and change the channel on the TV. If we went to talk on the phone, we were stuck to a wall. It was like there was a lot more detachment. And so, yeah. So for you, then, that challenge would be to go for a run or maybe knit for an hour out on the patio or whatever it is you like to do without anything in your ears. And just, or when you're cooking. Cooking's good too. I like cooking. All right, so we're veering off into another topic. We'll put a pin in that one. But anyway, so that's our North Node discussion today. Look at your North Node in your chart and kind of explore those themes, especially if you're in your North Node phase of your life of and you're looking for a way to perhaps how it is you influence those without even knowing it, or if you are in business and you're looking for help to try to craft that message or whatever it is you want to do, this is just again another key part of that. And if you need help with that, I'm always available, of course. We can, book a session and we can talk about it as long as you want. So, well, not as long as you want, for an hour or longer, an hour at a time. You know what I mean? I think, I don't know, maybe I wasn't clear. Okay, so let's move on, Haley, and wrap this up with dun,
Incarnation cross of the week.
dun, dun. The incarnation cross of the week. We come yet again. So today's incarnation cross of the week is the right angle cross of the four ways four.
Well, of
So,
course.
yeah. So this is the sun on the personality side, the right-hand side of the chart, black numbers, personality side. The sun is in gate 19, gate of wanting, which I call sensitivity. Gate 33 is the earth placement, gate of privacy. And then on the unconscious, the design side of the chart in red, your sun is in gate 44, alertness. And then the earth is in gate 24, which is rationalizing.
So we have wanting, privacy, alertness, and rationale.
Rationalizing, yeah.
That one.
How do you remember? I can't, like I said, I can't remember it when I'm like moving it from one spreadsheet to
I have to
another.
really focus.
I take a drink of water for us. Okay, so here we go. If you were born with the right angle cross of four ways four, you're here to dive deep into the importance of stories and how they shape our lives. Your goal is to teach and learn about the ways that narratives can influence our decisions and direction in life. It's about helping others see how certain old stories they cling to might be holding them back, making them accept less in relationships than they deserve. Or in anything else, honestly. You have a gift for understanding and feeling what others are going through. noticing when someone might be settling for less, and using that insight to guide them. Your aim is to help people recognize their true potential and encourage them to rewrite their personal stories in a way that empowers them, pushing them beyond their limits. You're dedicated to helping others let go of past hurts and harmful patterns, enabling them to realize their true value and worth.
Hell yeah.
Fun fact.
What?
I did a little cheating on this one. Uh-huh. I didn't do it randomly. I did pick this one. Uh-huh. Do you know whose cross that is?
Is it Taylor Swift's?
Oprah's.
Oh!
I was like, wow, those are four separate gates than what we just talked about. However.
She's doing it.
Isn't that interesting? That is her cross and her nodes that like it all. So
she is living in such a high expression.
Yeah. So even, you know, looking at our own incarnation crosses, be like, whoa. Isn't it interesting? Gosh, I love this stuff so much. It just all like keeps layering on each other. Mm-hmm. And then
it's the whole thing. You don't even have to know that it's there, that it's happening. Like, it's going to happen whether you're aware of it or not. Mm-hmm. We're just here to be aware of it.
Yeah, but are you going to bring it out in a high vibe way? Or are you in a high vibe sounds so like cringy right now, but meaning personal awareness, self-exploration, personal development, healing, all these
help
things.
Others, better
help
others.
Serving. Yes, serving. If you're in the energy of wanting to serve others, it's just going to naturally be in that higher expression than not serving others.
Serving yourself.
All right, we're going to leave that there. And again, thank you for listening. We really appreciate you being here. And we will be back again in the next episode with something new and exciting in human design to talk about, I hope. Or maybe something we've already talked about. We'll just look at it a different way. Who knows? We don't know.
We'll be here.
We're open. All right. You have a good day, Haley. Talk to you later.
Bye.
You made it all the way to the end of today's episode, so you must have liked what you heard. If you did, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and perhaps leave us a good review. And if you know someone who wants to dig into all things human design with us, make sure you share the Human Design Hive podcast with them. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.